My friends in Christ, we listen this weekend to this beautiful passage from St. John's Gospel about the vine and the branches. Jesus says, "I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me, you will bear great fruit." And so he's talking about the fruitfulness of discipleship and following him. But he begins that passage with a reference to his heavenly Father. He says, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower." And so automatically, he calls our attention to something that we might miss, perhaps, in the reading of the Gospels week after week. We always hear of Jesus, who seems to be charting his own course, right? He's confident in his preaching, his teaching. He's healing the sick. He's giving his life for our salvation. There's a definite plan that he is setting. And of course, that's true. Jesus, like you and I, has a human will, and his will is perfect. And so all the choices, all the decisions he makes, place him in control of his destiny and the direction he's moving in. But we also believe that, unlike you and I, Jesus has a divine will. And so we say in the Creed each and every week, he is true God and true man. As true man, he has a human will. As true God, he has a divine will. A will that's always in union with the Father and the Holy Spirit. And this is from all eternity. So before the creation of the world, before the fall and the need for our redemption, God is loving the Son. The Father wills the good of the Son and loves him. The Son receives that love and gives it back to the Father. And the love between them is the Holy Spirit. This is the divine will, loving and willing the good of the other. And so it is that at the creation of the world comes into being as the fruit of communion. The love of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit brings the world into being. And so it is in the redemption. All the things that Christ does are in union with the Father and the Holy Spirit. All the actions, all the missions, all the work of Jesus here on earth. Jesus says it well in the Gospel of St. John, chapter 5, verse 19. He says, "The Son can do nothing of his own accord, but only what he sees the Father doing. For whatever he does, the Son does likewise." And so Jesus, in his mission and ministry on earth, is always following the will of the Father. Our redemption is the fruit of communion. And so is our discipleship. As Jesus tells us in the vine and the branches passage this weekend, he says, "I am the true vine, my Father is the vine grower. My Father takes away the branches that don't bear fruit. He says the ones that do bear fruit, he prunes." The Father is pruning, casting away, challenging, purifying. The Father is intimately active in our spiritual lives and in our discipleship. It's the fruit of communion. But remarkably, in the Gospel this weekend, Jesus teaches us that we are to be swept up in that communion. We are to be caught up in this love of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit by remaining in him. Jesus says, "Remain in me as I remain in you. I am the vine, you are the branches. All who remain in me will bear great fruit, for apart from me, you can do nothing." To break off communion with Christ is to make oneself completely useless and fruitless in the world we live in. Our fruitfulness comes from communion, from remaining in him, from abiding in him. And we do that certainly through prayer. then we set aside time each day for prayer. We remain in God. We allow the Holy Spirit to dwell in us. We place ourselves in the presence of God the Father. We speak to Jesus and listen to what he speaks to our soul. We remain in him through prayer. We also remain in him through our following of the commandments. We follow the teachings of our faith and we remain in Jesus. It allows for us to have the capacity for great fruitfulness in the world. But ultimately, we remain in him and he remains in us in the blessed sacrament of the Eucharist. It's the body and blood of Christ that nourishes us and strengthens us to remain in him. Jesus says in the chapter 6 of St. John's Gospel, "I am the bread of life, and all who receive me have life in them." That passage of the Bread of Life discourse is a beautiful parallel to the gospel passage of the vine and the branches, that the branches will bear the fruit of the vine, that will become the wine that becomes the blood of Christ. We're called to remain in him by receiving the body and blood of Jesus and to bear great fruit in that blessed sacrament that we call communion. When I was a seminarian at the North American College in Rome, preparing for my studies for the priesthood, the main chapel is a place I would try to go to frequently to be with God in prayer. And I noticed in the first couple of weeks that the floor pattern was a bit odd. So it was white marble floor with blotches of green on the right and the left underneath where the pews were. I never fully understood that until the end of the year. I went there to pray and all the pews had been removed from the chapel. They were going to buff the floor. And it was then that I realized the pattern on the floor was by design. That the people that built the chapel have a vine of green coming out from the main altar and branching out to the right and to the left in the congregation. It was intended to be this passage we listened to this weekend of the vine and the branches, that the Eucharist comes to us from the altar as from a vine, as from our Lord himself, and branches out towards each of the participants at the Holy Mass who receive him and are strengthened in him, nurtured in him, and prepared to be his disciples. So it is with us this morning at this Holy Mass. We are fed with the body and blood of Christ. May we receive him. May we be strengthened by him and remain in communion with him. And through that communion, abiding in him, may we bear fruit for eternal life.